We mentioned in the previous mission, the pair is not distributed to the Aniyim. Instead, the Aniyim detach the pair themselves from the ground. And the mission said that if there are 100 Aniyim competing over the pair, 99 of them want that the owner of the field should distribute the pair evenly among them, while one out of the 100 wants to compete over the pair. We listen to that one person, since what he is saying follows halacha. Now, we also said there are a few exceptions to the rule. By a dalis and a deco, a dalis, a grapevine that are being supported by lattice, or by a tree, or by a wall, and a deco, the palm tree, where if Daniel would compete over the pair by these things, there would be a potential sakana, and they would have to go up on the tree or on the lattice to detach the grapes for the date. So therefore, in these cases, the Baal Bayis, the owner of the field, would distribute the pair to the Aniyim. So Dalas and Deco is different than the other cases. Afilu Tishin v'tisha omen labuz v'achad omer l'chaleg v'zeh shayman sha'amar ka'alacha. If there are 100 Aniyim competing over the pair of the Dalas and the Deco, and 99 of them want to compete over the pair by detaching the pair themselves, while one out of the 100 wants that the Baal Bayis should distribute the pair evenly among them, we listen to that one person who wants that the pair should be distributed, since what he is saying is consistent with the halacha, as the halacha is that by a dalas and a deco, the Baal Bayis distributes the pair to the Aniyim. And even if that one person who wants the pair to be distributed, the reason why he is saying that is because he is the weakest of all of them, and he's afraid that if they compete for it, he will lose out. Even if that isn't his motivation, we still listen to him, since what he is saying is consistent with the halacha. An ani that collects some of the pair, and he wants to collect the rest of the pair, but there are other ani in there that he has to beat to the rest of the pair in order to collect it. So he takes the pair that he collected already and throws it on the rest of the pair, hoping by virtue of doing this that would be a kinyan on the rest of the pair. Of course, that's not a kinyan at all, and he doesn't get any pair at all in this case, as the Rabbanim penalize him, and even the pair that he already collected, the Rabbanim take away from him, as he's trying to use tactics not to let any other Aniyim collect the pair, so therefore, the Rabbanim penalize him that he doesn't get any pair at all. Nafa lo aleha, upirish taliso aleha. Mavir no yisari menu. V'chein b'leket, v'chein b'oimer ashikha. An Ani that's trying to beat other Aniyim to the Baal Bayis' pair, and he falls on the pair before any other Ani can collect it, or he throws his talis on the pair. These are not kinyanim at all. He is not kona the pair with these tactics, and therefore the pair is taken away from him and given to the first Ani who makes a kinyan on it. And the same would be true by leket and oimer hashikha, that if Ani tries any of these tactics, it would not work. The pair would be taken away from him. Even though we have a klal that da'at amo sh'adam konas lo, person is kona anything within his da'at amo. For example, somebody who finds a messiah, a lost object, once he reaches within four amos of the messiah, he is kona the messiah, nobody else can take it. But by payah, he would not be kona even though the pair is within four amos of him. The reason is, I'm unfortunate to explain, because a person's four amos is only a kinyan in a simta, an alleyway, or in a tzidah rishus rabim, the side of a rishus rabim. But in this case, where he's collecting pair from somebody else's field, his da'at amos would not be kona for him.